Let's begin with letting the day go. Releasing, setting aside the busyness of the day and everything that happened along the way to you being right here, right now. Beginning to set aside things in the mind. Perhaps even inviting those thoughts to just fall off the yoga mat, fall away, as you begin to turn the attention inward, as you begin to connect within, coming home, coming to the body, coming to the breath, the life force, this energy that sustains you, that you're here to cultivate, so that you can move throughout the world with greater grace and greater ease. Healing the mind, the body. Beginning with sensing your seat. Feeling where your body connects with the ground. If you were to lie in the sand, what would the outline of your figure look like? Where do you connect with Mother Earth? Notice the support, how she holds you up. How it's safe to let go and drop down into that. Noticing the breath. Where is it? Is it gently moving the diaphragm, the lower belly expanding and contracting subtly? Inviting it to be there. It's not already. Noticing the sensation at the nostrils. Where the air enters. And on the inhale, imagining in your mind's eye, the lengthening of the spine and letting go, softening on the exhale. And perhaps even sighing audibly on that exhale. As to access and soothe the nervous system, to encourage that parasympathetic state, that rest and digest mode, that allows the body to fully relax, restore, rejuvenate, and renew. So you feel your body supported. You feel the breath moving, the spine lengthened. Invite the shoulders to be relaxed back and down. If you're lying down, you can just imagine a generous space between the shoulders and the ears. Just turtling and elongating the neck, sliding the shoulder blades into the back pockets. And if you're sitting up, then I invite you to inhale those shoulders up towards your ears. And then exhale as you draw the shoulder blades back behind you, squeezing them like there's a small pencil between the shoulder blades as you drop the shoulders down. Inhaling, lifting those shoulders up towards the ears. And exhale as you squeeze back, opening that chest space, opening the heart and the fascia. Deep breath in, fully exhaling out. Inviting the hands, the palms to be up and on the outer, resting on the outer portions of the thighs. As we keep that chest space open, as we undo these postures that we stay in at the computers, on the phones, driving, reading, this hunched forward posture, we open that up. Because when we're forward like that, we restrict the breath. So we want to open and allow all that oxygen to go into the brain, feeding the pituitary and all these glands. Oxygenating and revitalizing the system. And if you're sitting up, inviting that chin to be parallel to the ground, drawing the chin in slightly towards the spine, almost like a subtle double chin. You may even feel the activation of the deep cervical spine muscles. From the top of the neck all the way down to the very base of the pelvic bowl, do you feel that activation? Some of that uprightedness. Letting the face be soft, the forehead, space between the eyes, around the eyes, letting go in the cheeks and the mouth and the jaw and the tongue, softening in the neck, and just noticing the body being. Perhaps even taking this moment to set an intention or a dedication for your practice today. The self-compassion that you cultivate through these practices. This greater sense of self-love and kindness that occurs so organically through these practices are shared with the world as you go out. So just feeling that sense of being with your presence and inviting anyone else who might need that love into your heart space through this hour. And perhaps you'll join me in three ohms. If you're lying down, you can join, or you can feel free to just bask in the sound waves. Inhale. Letting go and exhale. Preparing. Feeling the residual vibrations in the chest. Sensing the energy of the body, the space. What's it like now from even an hour ago? Is there a greater sense of inner peace? Are you beginning to feel contentment as you begin to relax further into the body, quieting the mind, as for a fully healing and restorative session? We're just going to do a couple twists, so if you're lying down, stay there. We'll be right with you. If you're sitting up, I invite you to inhale, both arms up overhead. And exhale as you twist towards either direction that feels natural to you. One hand behind you, one hand on the knee. Inhaling and lengthening the spine. Exhaling and seeing what softening is there. Inhaling, both arms up. Twisting to the opposite side. Again, one hand to the knee. One hand behind you, supporting, lengthening the spine along with the breath. Exhale, you might find a little more space. Inhale up. Exhale, twist to the opposite side. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower to the opposite side. Last time, inhale. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. Inhale to center. As the arms lift over the head, interlace the fingers and then flip the palms towards the ceiling, pressing them in towards the sky. And then begin on the inhale to lengthen the side body. So the shoulders are staying relaxed and down, but you're stretching, those hands are reaching closer towards the sky. As you lengthen the side body, just reaching the ribs, perhaps even stretching out the left an inch above the right. And then the right side of the body an inch above the left. keep the breath moving as you do this. Imagine just making yourself as long as possible from your tailbone all the way up through the palms of the hands. Feel into the body as you do this. If you don't have your eyes closed, then I invite you, if you're comfortable, to do so. Otherwise, just keeping a low, soft gaze, not on anything in particular. So just keep that attention inward. Inhale, release the hands, lift up a little bit further, reaching. And then exhale, reach out. So if the hands were at noon, now they're at 11 and 1. And 10 and 2, reaching out through the fingertips as they reach to 9 and 3. I want you to feel this through the upper arms, through the forearms. Really stretch out as you continue lowering down. One more time. Inhale those arms up. And now reach through the hands so they're at 12 o'clock. Lengthen the right side. Now lengthen the left side. Inhale both arms up. And then exhale as you slowly lower. 10, 9, reaching out through the fingertips. 6, 5, as long as you can make those arms, as long as you can reach. 2, 1, palms released, relaxed. And as you begin to move down onto your back, stay in your body. Keep the eyes soft. Just feel into the body as you move. Everything we do is yoga. If you're going to go down to the ground from a seated position, please make it an abdominal exercise. Keep the core tight to protect the lower back. It might feel fine in the moment, but you'll appreciate that later. So even as we lie down, we're checking in with the posture. We're in the constructive rest position with our feet on the floor and hip distance apart. The spine is elongated, the head extended towards the back of the room. You're always welcome to rest the knees on one another. It may not feel like much, but as you lay here, the femur settles into the hip sockets, the quadriceps and the hip flexors release their grip. Gravity is gently aligning the spine. You're detoxifying the body through the breath. We also lose weight through the breath. We oxygenate the brain. As we have the intention of putting our attention inward, we begin to thicken the frontal cortex in areas such as learning, memory, compassion, and self-awareness, self-regulation, while simultaneously thinning areas associated with stress, anxiety, depression, fear. Increasing focus, concentration, neuroplasticity occurs in the brain, growing more brain cells, soothing, restoring the organ system. Very intentional rest is even more restorative than sleep. Because during sleep, we dream, and those REM cycles, we have muscular tension. So just know that you're doing enough. You showed up. You're doing everything you need to do to heal. Heal your body. Quiet, relax the mind. And cultivate a sense of inner peace that will continue to pay itself forward. Inhale the right knee to the chest. Interlace the fingers over the knee. You can keep your left side as it is, or you can lengthen it if you'd like a little more stretch in the inner groin. When that left foot is there, it can secure the pelvis and draw the knee closer if that's preferred. But as the knee is drawn in, you can bring a little bit of movement to it. Imagine that synovial capsule around the femur bone at the hip joint, lubricating and hydrating that hip space. Moving out any congestion as you continue to move the breath. Massaging the ascending colon and the visceral organs. And either just, you can use the strap, your yoga strap, or you can just extend the foot towards the sky and interlace the fingers behind the thigh. So if you do use the strap, you can place that over the balls of the feet, of the foot. And then you can press that heel towards the sky, activate the musculature in the leg, feel it in the quad and the calf. And then exhale and just soften a bit. See if there's a little bit more space. And so we inhale and we lengthen and we exhale and soften and see what room there is. We go to the edge of our tension. Body loves slow, gentle, mindful movement. So that edge where that shaking occurs, you can just back off slightly from that and watch gentle progress take place. Particularly as you breathe deeply. All those benefits we spoke of earlier, including continuing to soothe the nervous system, providing maximal restoration of the body. And then as you feel ready, allowing that right leg to open up to the right side, to rest on a bolster or a blanket. If you don't feel quite comfortable, just lower the leg a little bit. Just let it go a little bit closer. If the head is at 12 and the feet are at 6 o'clock, just let the leg lower down to 7 or 8. And then let go. See if you can soften just 10% more. What else can you let go of? Where is there a tension to be released in the body, the mind? Yourself this gift of moving between the breath and the body sensations or a sound. It's your primary or secondary focus. That's how we begin to train the mind, to quiet the mind, to calm the system, so that we can move throughout the world with more creativity, connect more fully and present with our friends, our family, our colleagues. All of those things you're doing right here, right now, as you heal, relax, restore, rejuvenate and renew the body, becoming more deeply relaxed as we continue. Bringing some tension to the core, inviting that leg back to center, and now drawing that knee towards the chest again, and with your right knee pulled into the chest, draw the left knee up so the left foot is on the floor, and now place that right ankle on the left knee. Extend the arms out to either side of the body at 3 and 9 o'clock. Palms up. And just allow a gentle rocking motion to take place very slowly. This gentle pendulum of the legs moving back and forth. Back. And forth, stretching out the sacroiliac joint, the SI joint, as the name says, connecting from sacro, as in sacrum, to iliac, or the ilium, iliac crest, top of the pelvis. And the palms are up, which can help to receive energy. If you need them down to ground, you're always welcome to do that if that's where you are today. However, when not really partial to either, then I recommend the palms up just to further encourage that opening of the chest space and the fascia there, that undoing. And the next time you're so inspired with taut core, gently allow that foot to fall over to the left side of the body. So the right foot lowers to the left side. If you have a bolster or a block there, you can always place your foot on it, or you can allow the upper body to come up a bit. That whatever it is to make you feel most comfortable so that you can let go. This is about a gentle twist to the torso. This is about a lengthening along the side body. So whatever it is for that, and just know that whatever you're doing, as long as you're breathing, staying mindful, staying present, that's enough. If you deal with pain, then the fastest way out of pain begins with relaxing. Changing the signals between the body and the brain, slowing down the nervous system, listening to and honoring the body. You're doing all those things now. Softening the physical sensations. Softening even mental pain. Emotional breathe deep into the lower belly and then let that go. Taut abs, drawing in of the lower body, invite that right hip back to center. And then just let that leg fall over to the opposite side. So now the right thigh is connected to the ground. If you want a little deeper stretch, you can let the left knee fall in a bit so that right ankle is on the left knee. Tune into the sensation and the elongation along the left side body, which is up towards the sky. You may even be feeling a deep lengthening or tension in the torso or the legs or the lower back, because one of the areas that we're stretching here also is psoas major, the most important muscle in the body, as it's the only one that connects the upper body to the lower body, connecting from the bottom four vertebrae of the lumbar spine through the center of the torso and attaching to the top of the femur bone, that thigh bone. Breathe in deep. Let that go. Drawing the belly in firm, drawing in at the base of the pelvic bowl, and then inviting that left hip back to center. Drawing the right knee in, drawing the left knee in. Hugging your knees as best you can. Gently rocking side to side. Massaging that lower back. Massaging the transverse colon. And now keeping the left knee in towards the chest and releasing the right away. You can either place the right flat or straight out, or the foot flat against the ground. And then bringing some gentle movement to that left knee, left leg. Lubricating and hydrating that hip socket. If you move it around enough with that right hand and that knee is drawn a little bit more towards the midline, you may feel a bit of a more intense stretch in that outer hip. And then locating your yoga strap, if you used one, and lengthening that heel towards the sky, interlacing the fingers behind the thigh if you're not using the strap, pressing that heel towards the sky, feel the quadricep muscle tighten, feel the lengthening in the back of the knee and the leg, and then soften into that. Stay soft in the shoulders. Use both hands, one on each strap, to continue to encourage the opening of the fascia across the chest, across the arms. Check in with the chin. Invite it to be perpendicular to the ground. If you gently depress the skull into the back of the mat, then you will activate those deep cervical spine muscles, providing a nice foundational base for the lengthening and the stretching of the hamstrings. Inhale and go a little bit more towards your edge. A little bit more till you feel some of that stretching and lengthening happening. Maybe some of that shaking. And then with taut core, inviting that left leg to open out towards the left side of the body. Resting on a blanket or a bolster. Or just lower down closer towards 6 o'clock if you don't have any support. Gently, mindfully opening the adductors, those inner thigh muscles. Noticing where is the mind. When things are still and quiet and the ego is not being entertained, where does it go? Organizing, ruminating. Fantasizing. Just noticing, being the kind, compassionate, non-judgmental observer of the mind. Inviting the mind back to the breath, to the body, to a sound. Something in your present moment experience so as to feel fully alive. No regrets. How you show up here is how you show up in the world. And you've done an amazing job showing up today. This radical act of self-love, self-compassion, and loving kindness, as though your life depends on it. Because it surely does. Bringing tautness to the core, inviting that leg back to center, drawing it into the chest, releasing your strap. As you interlace your fingers over the knee, taut core. Draw the right leg in, put that right foot on the floor, and then cross that left ankle over the right knee and allow the arms to fall out to the sides, palms up, and just letting that right knee lead the rocking motion, letting the left knee be the pendulum that's swinging. As you also stretch and lengthen, softening QL, quadratus laborum, the bottom several vertebrae, attaching to the top of the pelvis that gets tight in so many of us. This gentle rock from side to side is opening up the lower back, helping alleviate also the sciatic pain that can come from the tightening and the shortening of muscles in the glutes, the butt muscles like the piriformis, which attaches from the middle to the edges of the hip. Goes right across the sciatic nerve, which runs up and down the body. So we're massaging that space, we're opening that space, so you're gonna feel a little better there, a little more open. And the next time you're inspired, just allowing that left foot to fall over to the right side of the body, staying open, breathing deeply. Now soften a little more, letting go another 10%. Softening the communications between the pain receptors. Letting the body restore, letting the mind rejuvenate. Doing this now so that we have more concentration, focus, peace, creativity, regulation, contentment, and love in the body. Knowing that you're doing everything you need to do to fully heal the body and mind. You're doing such a good job. You're really showing up for yourself. Coming back to the breath. How do you notice it? What's the quality? The rhythm? Bringing gentle tension to the core, inviting that left hip back to center, and then gently falling over to that left side of the body. The ankle on the knee will continue to stretch and open the back, the side body, the obliques. The arms stay open to the sides and palms up to also encourage further detoxification. One of the two main sites of the lymph nodes where the draining of the lymph nodes is most prominent is right underneath the arm in the axilla or the armpit. So letting that drain. Letting the energy of the sky enter through the hands and the fingertips. Breathing into not just the part of the body exposed to the sky, but also the part of the body against the ground. Can you send the breath there? Can you open on the underside of the body? Take a moment to rotate the head. Feel into the neck. Do you hear any crackling or crunching? Continuing to breathe deeply as you manipulate the spine gently. Tuning into the shape of the head as you roll that back and forth. Bringing the head back to center, bringing a gentle tension to the belly, inviting the legs back up, drawing in one knee and then the other, drawing them in maybe a little closer than you did before, and sensing into the connection of the thighs against the torso, wherever they may meet. Feeling into the lower back. What if I told you the tension was all in your mind? What else could you let go of? Feeling that release. And then one leg at a time, putting each foot down, hip distance apart. Bring them a little bit closer to the buttocks. Inhale, lengthening the spine from the tailbone to the top of the head and tuning into the pelvis. Feeling the placement of the pelvis along the ground beneath you. Noticing where the back connects or doesn't. Where the shoulder blades touch down, the arms, the head. And now drawing the belly button in towards the spine and feel how that shifts the pelvis into that posterior tilt where the top of the pelvis goes back, the bottom of the pelvis comes up, the lower back is protected. You may feel it placed more along the ground. And just a gentle tension will maintain this. So there you are, the feet firmly planted on the ground. You can rock the pelvis for just a moment and just till you feel your center, the little drawing in of the belly. And as you go up from the lumbar spine, those bottom five vertebrae, you pass by the diaphragm, the lower belly moving. So the diaphragm at the very base of the ribs, this balloon that expands the belly. So that breath is moving freely. Feet firmly planted, pelvis balanced, gentle tension in the belly, supporting the lower back, the breath moving freely, and then you continue up from that lumbar spine to the 12th thoracic vertebrae, those vertebrae begin to turn from the thoracic into the cervical spine as you pass by the shoulder blades. You invite those shoulder blades down into your back pockets, leaving generous space between the shoulders and the ears. So even as we're lying down, the shoulders are still relaxed and back, sliding down. We invite the palms to be up on either side of the body, letting the lymph nodes drain, seething energy and opening the chest, the heart space, allowing more oxygen into the body, into the blood, into the brain. Inviting the chin to be perpendicular to the ground. And notice as you gently depress the skull into the ground, feel the activation of those deep cervical spine muscles, those foundational muscles that carry us in the upright posture to which we are accustomed. And soften if you haven't already. And then again, as you press the skull back, see if you can sense the activation of the musculature all the way down to the very base of the pelvic bowl. Inviting that breath deep into the lower belly and letting go. And this next breath, you can imagine inhaling a white light through the top of the head. And then exhale, releasing that light down through the body, through the limbs, healing the systems. And then inhaling that light again up through the top of the head. And down through the body as you exhale and release anything that doesn't serve. Letting any energies or stuckness release through the body, through the breath, through the fingertips, through the toes. One more deep breath in and fully exhaling. And then inviting a gentle rock to the pelvis, letting it draw forward and back. Perhaps you'd feel more comfortable with the palms down on either side of the body. Either way, whichever makes you feel most secure, as you begin to loosen up QL, quadratus laborum, at the base of the back. As you open and lengthen, softening that space. Really draw in at the belly now as the pelvis comes up. And then release, letting go in the belly, letting the pelvis roll away. And let that movement match with the breath, so drawing in with the belly, drawing pelvis in and up with the inhale, and then exhale, releasing away. Inhale, drawing in. And exhale, releasing away. And in your own time, you can inhale in. And exhale, release. Drawing in, stretching, and exhale, releasing. Inhale, strengthening the core, and exhale, rolling away. Inhale, drawing in the belly very taut, very tight, so you can feel the lifting of the pelvis. And then exhale, releasing away. And now bring some gentle pressure into the feet. And now give the hips permission to begin to rise up. And feel as you're pressing gently into the feet, noticing how the hips are rising up, keeping a gentle tension in the belly, keeping the breath moving. Deep breath in, fully exhale. Breathe in one more time, and exhale, begin releasing down through the spine, through the hips, until you touch back down again, letting the pelvis roll away. Take a breath, let that go. Now drawing back in at the belly, drawing this belly button towards the spine, feeling the posterior tilt of the pelvis. Now inviting more pressure into the feet, allowing the hips to rise up, and now perhaps pressing into the shoulder blades as well. So you're pressing into the feet, pressing into the shoulders, letting the hips rise up towards the sky. Deep breath in. Exhale. Inhale, feel how you get stronger through this body, through the back, through the legs. Last deep breath in, feel strong. And exhale, slowest movement of the day as you roll down, counting the vertebrae one at a time through the back, cervical to thoracic to the lumbar, all the way down to the pelvis. And letting go. Locating a block or a bolster or a blanket next to you. Taking that in one hand. As you press yourself back into a bridge and then bring that support underneath the hips. And then allowing one leg and then the other to float up towards the sky. Remember to keep the length in the back of the head and the neck. We still want the chin perpendicular to the ground. And now tune into the sensation of this inversion. Feel the shift of the blood flow as the old blue blood pushes out of the body back into be filtered by the heart, which is now pumping fresh, new, red oxygenated blood into the legs, into the limbs. The most restorative pose in yoga. If you only did one a day, this would be the one. You're reducing swelling and edema in the feet, the legs, the knees, reducing varicose veins, alleviating sciatic pain, headaches, migraines, allowing for greater focus and concentration. Improving a sense of being, reducing depression, anxiety, most importantly, resetting the cardiovascular system. Quieting, calming the mind, and then as you add in the breath, as you open the arms to the sides, detoxifying through the lymph, detoxifying through the breath, releasing weight through the breath.
healing the mind, thickening the frontal cortex, improving the self-regulation, self-awareness, and increasing our vitality so that we may feel fully present in our lives. Feeling free to bring any sort of rotation in the feet to the ankles. Noticing any areas of congestion and breathing through that. And gently drawing one knee in, lowering that foot, and then drawing in the other leg until both feet are back on the ground and the core is tight, pressing yourself back up into that bridge, removing your support, lowering back down to the ground. Taking both knees together over to one side of the body, letting the arms be open and extended out, perhaps lengthening the neck by turning the head the opposite direction of the knees, and just being there. Inhale both knees up to center. And now just let them shift the hips if you need to, and let them float to the other side. Looking away, if you want to strengthen, lengthen spine, muscles, vertebrae are opening and softening as you breathe and let your body know that it's safe. The back and the spine muscles will continue opening. Take a deep breath in and let that go. Now bring your upper body over to meet your lower body so that you're in a fetal position. Perhaps resting your hand on your arm if you don't have a pillow. This position of rebirth and renewal that represents these renewed bodies, cells rejuvenated, turning over, oxygenated. Having fully relaxed, restored, rejuvenated, and renewed the system, the mind, the body, nourishing the spirit, nourishing the soul. You have healed yourself today. You did that. just for showing up. Let go of a little bit more. Deepening the breath, using the top hand to press yourself into a comfortable seat.
Bringing the palms to heart center, thumbs to sternum will continue to soothe the nervous system. Taking a moment to readdress your intention or dedication for today. You did everything you needed to do. And perhaps joining me in three ohms or basking in the sound waves. Exhaling. Today. May you take this light that you've cultivated within yourself and share with the community and the world around you as you move throughout the world with greater grace and greater ease. Namaste.